This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse pundit, talking about how America's abstinence-only programs have failed. As the most religious country in the industrialized world, one would assume that America's teens would have a better record with regard to sexually transmitted diseases. This, however, is simply not the case. Using figures from 1995 to 2000, Advocates for Youth reports that the HIV rate for Americans 15 to 24 is 5 times that of German youth of that same age range. The U.S. teen syphilis rate is 6 times higher than the Dutch. The chlamydia rate is 20 times that of French teens. And our teen gonorrhea rate is a whopping 74 times higher than the Dutch. European programs that provide uncensored sex education and promote condom use are keys to this success in youth sexual health. Contrary to what one might expect, European youth have far fewer sexual partners than Americans do and begin sex slightly later than Americans. Coming from the land of Amour and Brigitte Bardot, the following French statistics are indeed a surprise. Nearly 49% of American women 18 to 19 said they had 2 or more sexual partners in the past year, whereas only 13% of French women of the same age did. The U.S. also has the highest teen birth rate among 28 developed countries. According to a 2001 UNICEF study, less than 10 per 100,000 teenage girls in Korea, Japan, Switzerland, the Netherlands, and Sweden gave birth, whereas 52 American teens per 100,000 did. Although the U.S. rate dropped dramatically to 42 per 100,000 in 2002, teen births in America's Bible Belt remained very high, 65 in Mississippi, 64 in Texas, 60 in Arkansas, and 58 per 100,000 in Georgia and Louisiana. One could say that these figures are biased because other countries must have a far higher abortion rate than the U.S. does. But this is not true. In 2003, there were 21 abortions per 1,000 women in the U.S., while the Western European average was 12 per 1,000. Other countries achieve these good results without any national abstinence programs. Not surprisingly, recent studies have shown that abstinence-only programs have not worked. In a 2004 study of 12,000 teens who had taken an abstinence pledge, an astounding 88% said that they'd nevertheless gone on to have sexual intercourse before marriage. A University of Oxford study by Kristen Underhill of 16,000 young Americans found no difference in the number of pregnancies, STDs, and sexual partners in those who had pledged and those who had not. A follow-up study of Abstinence Plus programs done by Underhill demonstrated many positive gains, particularly fewer pregnancies and more knowledge about AIDS. Significantly, this group had fewer instances of anal sex, which, of course, is, without a condom, the easiest means to transmit the HIV virus. Evidently, many American teens have fudged on their vows of celibacy by using the Bill Clinton defense. A report released by the National Center for Health Statistics shows that only over half of Americans 15 to 19 have engaged in oral sex. When virgin teens were asked this question, 1 in 4 answered in the affirmative. Claire Brendis, a professor of pediatrics, suggests that today's youth view oral sex as, quote, far less intimate than intercourse. It's a different kind of relationship. Every year, congressional Democrats want to add more funds to Title X, the federal program for family planning. The specific legislation is entitled the Prevention First Act, and before 2006, the bill did not get out of committee. Perhaps that will change now, especially with new studies demonstrating the failure of abstinence only. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.